we serve one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The scripture says there's how many gods? One God, who's the Father of all, who's above all, through all, and most important he is in. Can we all say praise the Lord? Amen. We bless the Lord this afternoon, and we thank God for all of you that made it out to the house of prayer. Amen. No God like our God. We pretty seem same early. Amen. How many remember our theme for the year? Believe in God. Our theme is believe in God against all odds. And many times, odds definitely seem stacked against us. But when the Lord asks his disciples, he said, who do men say that I am? Amen. And they said, such and such. And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord said, Peter, or Simon, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, upon this rock, I will build my... Now, we don't have to build a church. God said, I will build my church. Regardless of what we do, God will build his church. So we need to be faithful in spite of it, but God will. Can we say God will?
God will.
And when man can, God will. Hallelujah. When the doctors can, God will. When the attorneys can, God will. God said, I will build my church and not even the gates of hell. You know, hell can prevail against a lot. Hallelujah. But God said, not against my church. And we thank God for that. We just thank God for all that he's doing. And amen. We thank God for doors he's opening and for God being a way maker. How many of you have some of those situations where nobody else can help you? But God could. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading on this morning, which will be coming from the book of Psalms. We're going to read verses 1 through 8 of Psalms 40. And we want you to hold Romans chapter 8, Psalms 40, verses 1 through 8. And to hold Romans chapter 8. Amen. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time?
Hallelujah.
How many are glad to be in here one more time? Hallelujah. Amen. When you listen to the news, I think people have been looking at too much of the Wild Wild West. No, the Wild Wild West, they ride horses and be shooting at each other, right? Can you imagine over in Schenectady, they ride down the street? Shooting each other in the middle of the daytime, right next to a school? Thank God he's a keeper.
Yes.
How many know God's a keeper?
Yes.
How many know God's a way maker? Yes. And he can make a way out of no way. So I'm just glad to be in the service one more time. Yes. Amen. As you're driving, you never know the unexpected things that can happen. But I heard somebody say, but God. Amen. We're going to read verses 1. Through 1 through 8 of the 40th chapter, 40th division of Psalms together. Amen. Verses 1 through 8. No, actually, verses 1 through, 1 through 8 for now. Okay. Amen. Do we all have it?
Amen.
If we don't have it, we know it's where?
Upstream.
Now, I don't like a quiet church. I don't like a quiet church. The Bible said, let everything that has breath.
Praise the Lord.
Can I hear some? Have somebody say, and everything. Blessed is the man that makes taketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Once again, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord. Anybody want to be blessed? Well, that's the beginning of the blessing. You have to make the Lord your trust. Amen. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us words, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I will declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not, nor thank you. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will. Anybody just say that again? I delight to do thy will, oh my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Let us pray. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you on this afternoon. And Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, if you had not been a way maker, Lord, if you had not been a keeper, Lord, if you had not been a sustainer, Lord, if you had not been a doctor, Lord, if you had not been a healer, Lord, if you had not been our everything, we wouldn't be here. So for that we say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless us on this afternoon. Lord, remove self, remove pride, remove selfish ambitions out of the way, and speak, Lord. Lord, send thine anointing to break strongholds. Lord, send thine anointing to destroy yokes. Lord, send thine anointing to set the captives free. And for this, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. And may be seated. Hallelujah. And for today, I did abbreviate the message, because I wouldn't have enough time. I wouldn't have enough time, but I don't know if you all would have enough time to do the whole thing. So God is good. So today we're going to do part one. Lord willing, on Wednesday, we'll do part two. Amen? I'm considerate. I know about 1:30 when 2 o'clock when those hunger pains start hitting, it's hard to hear when you're not comfortable in your stomach. Amen? So I sure that we all say. But today, the message that we're going to deal with is coming out of verse 4. Coming out of verse 4. Verse 4 reads, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. You want to be blessed? You don't trust in anything but the Lord. Scripture says some trust in horses, some trust in chariots because they are many. But our trust is in the Lord. So how many want to be blessed?
Hallelujah.
Now, once again, men can give you things, but only God can bless you. Man can reward you and give you all kinds of things, but only God can bless you. But in order for God to bless you, you have to make the Lord your trust. Now, it's very important when we're dealing with trust. Now, there are many different Hebrew words for the word trust. But this word, Hebrew word, is used 129 times in the Old Testament for trust. And this Hebrew word is the word batach, B-A-T-A-C-H. For those that are writing down notes, and a lot of us like to keep it in our minds, so that's all right. Just remember, batach. And batach means to have a persuasion. It means to have full confidence. It means to be secure. And as we said before, this is how you trust God. Now, there's a test that they've done to see how much you trust your friend. And in this test, you look forward and you free fall backwards. This is what this would taught me. That when God has your back, when you free fall backwards, you know, like you say, well, you back there, you be checking to make sure they're back there. You ever do that? Y'all do that. I mean, maybe some of y'all don't, you know, but let's put it this way. At that? Everybody say yes to that, right? Some of y'all still do it, but it's all right. Amen. Still, check to make sure God is there, right? Because what we do is we hear what a man says, and then we know what God says, but sometimes we have more confidence in a man than we do in God. Amen. If you're going into a dangerous situation, we'll tell somebody, I'm not going to let you go with me. But how many know the Lord said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you? He said, I'll be with you
always,
even
until the end.
That means to the end of the ages, until the end of your time, God said, I will be. But when things get difficult, can we say difficult? We get some challenges. We act like God has forsaken us. When things aren't going quite like we want them to go, we feel as though God has forsaken us. When you feel as though God has forsaken you, every time God says jump, you look to make sure. You say, no, I'm like, God, you sure you want me to do this? Lord, you sure you got my back? Does anybody have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto? If God says it, hallelujah, you can be assured that you can count on that all the way to the bank.
Yes.
Now, then some of y'all bought some houses this year, right? I don't need you to raise your hand. I'm just know some of y'all bought some houses. Some of y'all bought some cars. Some of y'all got some new jobs. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, y'all are single?
Amen.
I told y'all, I'm not a quiet church. Amen. But some of y'all got some, let's put it this way. Did anybody get any new acquisition that somebody promised that they would help them with? That'll work, right? A car, a house, got something. But if they told you that you're going to close on this date, you did not question it. Because you what? Trust it. Now, in our situation, we trust it. And then closing got delayed. But when you trust in God, I heard somebody say there are no delays. There are no setbacks. Because God has your back. So blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. So Lord, I trust you. And I don't know how things are going to turn out. But if you say free fall backwards, Lord, I'll free fall backwards. Lord, if you say jump, I will jump. Life where you say, man, I'm just so tired of waiting on God. I gotta help myself. I know y'all too spiritual for that. Y'all busy. If you look back in your years ago, I preached a message, it's time to look in the memory book. I bet if you look back in that memory book, you got some times when you questioned God because you did not
trust.
You didn't trust him. You got some time. Anybody got a memory book? Listen, you got a memory book. If you're alive and you've been living for any period of time, you got some. I can look back in my memory book and I can remember times when I got this, but not fully. Can we say fully?
Fully.
Now you can trust or you can fully trust. There's a difference between a half-hearted trust and a full trust. A full trust is saying, listen, if God said it, I believe it, and that somebody else came by and told you something different.
Yes.
And you don't fully trust when you lose your blessings, when you don't fully trust. The Bible says concerning Abraham, how many know Abraham had to wait a long time for his promise?
Yes.
But the scripture says concerning Abraham, Abraham was fully persuaded. Fully persuaded means no matter how long it takes, Lord, I'll wait. Lord, no matter what way you take me, I'll wait. Hallelujah, Lord, when God. When it comes to our God, you can be fully persuaded. So my question is tonight, let's all stand for 1 minute. Let's just do this together. Let's just stand for 1 minute. Now, don't fall back, because they got to really catch you. This is just an experiment, girl. I'm telling you this, all right? But I figured this would help get everybody's blood pumping. You know, some of y'all are yarning a little bit. That wake me up, too. All right. But right now, if God told you, you are standing on a cliff, as you're standing, you're acting on a cliff. And at the bottom of that cliff, there's nothing but a big canyon, a big gully. If you were standing on a cliff, now, I didn't say if I told you to fall backwards. But standing right here, if God told you to fall backwards, what would you do? I'm not talking about, would you have to wait a millisecond and think about that? As you standing right, if God said fall backwards, how many would just let it go? If you would not let it go, you do not fully, so you can be seated there. I know y'all's blood should be moving a little bit. But we're trying as people to do things that only God can do. And then doing what God can do, can we go to Psalms 118 for a minute? Let's go to Psalms 118. This is the challenge to the church and to us being all that God wants us to be. There's always a robbery. There's always a challenge to us fully trusting God. When you fully trust God, what God will do, He will allow tests to come to reveal your heart. Somebody said, I am so worn. I am so no good. God said, no, I'll let you see this so you can now work on it. Right? Because the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things, and the heart, it is deceitful above all things, and desperately known, desperately wicked. And the scripture says, who can know their own heart? So God knows our heart, so He allows us to go to situations to reveal our hearts, to reveal that part of us that think I got it all. Never have it all together, because God will test you. But after He said the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, He said, I, the Lord, try the heart. Aren't you so glad God won't let us deceive ourselves? God allows situations. He allows hardship. He allows challenges to reveal our heart. And then after God reveals our hearts to us, because He already knows it. He said, now what are you going to do with this? Look at somebody asking, what you going to do with this? What you going to do with it? Now that you know, what are you going to do with this? Verse 1 reads, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is
good.
Anybody know God? He is good.
Amen.
Not was good, not might be good, but God He is
good.
I said, God is good, and His mercies are enduring. Who knows He's good? I know He's good.
Telephone.
prayer of silence, and I called the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and sent me an aid. The Lord is on. Anybody can say this with conviction. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, a lot of times we in church and we've been there for a long time and say, yeah, God's on my side. We just take God for granted.
Yes.
God will be there. You know, but I got some stuff I got to work on for myself. There's nothing you can do better than God. Listen, there's nothing in our, if it's a job, you can't do it better than. If it's children, you can't do it better than. If it's a spouse, you can't do it better. Even if you're not talking with people, you can't do it better than God. It's time for us as a church to learn to trust Him. Well, when I trust you, Lord, I don't understand how. Lord, I don't understand when. And I don't understand how you're going to do it. Lord, but I trust you. I'm getting all kind of threats, all kind of embarrassing situations, but I still trust
you. Yeah,
and I heard somebody say it might not come when you want. God might not come when you think you ought to come, but He's an on time God. Can we say yes, He is? God, can we say yes, He is? He may not come when you want, and He may not come when you think He ought to come, but He is.
Oh, on time.
On time. Amen. The psalmist goes on and said, the Lord is on my side. Let's listen to this. The Lord is on. If God is on your side, then if God is on your side, He said, I will not
fear.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if Obama said the CIA, the FBI, and everybody else in the house, the Lord is on
my side.
I will not
fear.
The problem with the church, can we just address some of the issues with the church?
Right.
Who over the church? Give me a way more. Okay, who all sit in church and get way more? If you sit, come on, everybody sit in church, give you way more. You sit in church. So you're in church. God is on your side.
Amen.
The voice the devil wants to do, he wants you to make you think, he wants you to think that God has forsaken you. When God promised, He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I like what the psalmist said. He said, even there are times when your mother and father might forsake you. But the Lord will take you up. There are times where the physicians might forsake you. But the Lord will
take you up.
There are times when the financial institution may forsake you. But the Lord will
take you up.
There are times when the job might forsake you. But the Lord is in
the Lord.
So I don't understand. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I will tell you now. There's a lot of things God blesses me to figure out, but there's more that I don't understand. But God. God knows everything. God said, I created everything in this earth. I created you. I created situations. And what God said about us, He said, oh, trusting God. See, a lot of us, how many of you know the end? You don't know the end. Even if you tried the end, there are people that have tried to make commit suicide. God says, it's not your time.
Okay.
I read stories years ago of people that were in Vietnam, they put them in a coffin and shipped them back home. And they got out of the coffin. Because God said, not your time. God has a time. God has a place. God has an area He's taken every last one of us to if we fully trust Him. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. We'll conclude here. And it says, Lord willing, on Wednesday night, we'll go more fully on fully trusting God and how the devil can be a bully. Anybody know the devil can be a bully? He'll use people, amen, to challenge you. He'll use people to try to back you into a corner and make you not trust God. Amen. So, Lord willing, I want us to go and deal with Hezekiah. And the time when the Assyrians came in, and Sennacherib said, he said, I'm a great king. He said, who's this God you're trusting in? He already messed up. We all know that, right? Amen. We know he already messed up because he called himself the great king, and he called God the lesser king. Our the scripture said concerning our God, he's a king of kings, and he is the
Lord.
He's a king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. So Lord willing, on Wednesday, we're going to go over what it means to fully trust God. Amen. And how the devil can send you those bluffs. What do you do when you get a bluff? What do you do when you get one of those bluffs where he try to back you in the corner and make you run? What do you do? Do you trust in the bluff? Or do you trust in God? First thing everyone said, what shall we then say? What are we going to say to all the stuff that's going on in our lives? All the challenges, all the things. What are you going to say to those things? Every last one of us have a different challenge. Every one of us have a different thing. What are you going to say to those things? Amen. I'm not going to fill in your blank for those things, but every last one of us today have those things. So what are you going to say to those things? The scripture says what? If who?
God.
If God be for you, who then?
Be
if God is fighting your battle, who's going to prevail? If God is making a way for you, who's going to intervene when God is doing it? So if God be for us, who can be? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also? Anything I will. God will do what? If. Well, if you trust him and you know that there's no weapon formed against you that's going to prosper, then you have the confidence that God, I don't know how. I'm not going to even go to the bank. I'm just going to believe you on a freely. How do you know when you got God on your side? You don't have to work for it. God, only thing God tells us to do is get our blessing. He said, if you will only believe. You know, there's so many times we have challenges. We pull all our hair out. Now, this ain't from a challenge. I should tell the story during the road. I was at Bishop Church in Georgia. Just at a side. I was at Bishop Church in Georgia. And this, I was in there and I had my hand on it. This young man came in. You know, as young people, they go, wait. He was just fixing all the mirror. So I was watching. I said, yeah, young man. I used to be like you one time too. He said, yeah. He said, what happened? I took off my hat. He said, whoa. He said, man, I don't know if he's going to go down. But I didn't even like this story. It's a relative. Amen. Amen. Many times we worry ourselves in death. Hair fall out, got all kind of medical challenges, health issues, because we do not trust God. Amen. And as I said, they say almost 70% of people that go to doctors don't have a physical ailment, but they have a mental condition that exists from worry. That's all. Thank God you're only in that 70%. But I'm saying 70%. Are the people that go to the doctors? Ruby, this ain't the intended for you. I know you just looked at that. I should have thought about this before I said it, but this is not meant for you. But 70% of the people that go to the doctor is all a result of stress and worry. Because they don't trust. You got to what? And fully trust God. You know, when the devil, like I said, the devil, he will send you some kind of ticket, wolf tickets, right? He'll send you some wolf tickets. You're going to trust in God. You know what's going to happen if you trust God? You got to do something for yourself. This is the devil. I'm not a proponent of the devil, but let me just give you some of his tactics. All right, so you can identify him when you see him coming. When you see him coming, just slam the door in his face. And you can't slam the door in the saint's face. Slam the door in the devil's face. Don't even give him a foot. He said, are you just trusting in that church and Bible and God? What are you doing that? God can't help you now.
Come on, come on.
Right? When you get in one of those financial situations or one of those real bad talents, where is your God? You've been trusting God. What good did it do? These are his wolf tickets that he's getting you to try to what? Doubt. You look at your parents. They've been in church all this. They don't have nothing. They can't have nothing to show for it. They happy, full of joy, got Jesus. But the devil said, look at them. They don't have nothing. As long as I got my salvation, I got it. What the devil? This is how you tell me. Anybody, all my young people, wave your hands for a minute. Come on, young people. No, wait a minute. Y'all wave a minute. Don't be here. Y'all can't even low ends. Even the basketball will do high. Even high. This is how the devil tries to play. So listen, your parents, they rain down for you all your life. So what's this God thing? Those are wolf tickets. That's trying to get you to doubt your salvation. Salvation is a personal thing. Salvation is between you and
God.
And God. And the scripture said it this way. On the day of judgment, when we all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, only you will be able to give an account for the things done in. You can't blame anybody else. You won't be able to blame the husband, the wife, the sister, the brother, the aunt, the uncle, or anybody else. It's going to be between you and God. What are you going to say then? What are you going to say then? So if God, how do you know if God before you? Who can be against you? But you got to fully trust him. Amen. Because if you don't fully trust God, when things get mucky and murky and you can't really see your way through, you will quit. Because you can't see when the Bible says the just shall walk, the just shall live by faith. Faith that I don't see it and I don't know how, but God, I still believe. Amen. Let me finish this up so we can get y'all out of here. Verse 33 says, who shall lay anything? What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody put anything on you. Now listen. He didn't go through God to do it. So who shall lay anything to the charge of God's if you're saying you have been lifted? There's not a devil. There's not a amen. Because you are God's elect. It is God that, you know, sometimes when you got to be careful. As I said, growing up, I had a lot of friends. You got to watch friends. Because when my situation got really bad, I said, no, I need to go to church. My friends would say, you don't need church. You're all right. But I knew in my spirit, I knew in my soul, I needed God. So after I was talking to them for a little while, I just get by myself and I go pray. This is before I got saved. Because I grew up in church and I knew I had drifted. I didn't know about salvation, but I knew about believing in God. I had drifted so far from God. And things weren't adding up in my life. So I was able to make a reasonable assessment that God was not in faith. I would not have God's favor. So when things started falling apart for me, I said, it's time for me to get back to God. And this is right before I got saved at RTI. Things just went haywire. You know, things just weren't working out. And I was praying. I was like, Lord, what is it? And I was talking about it. I said, you know, I think I need God. I said, oh, no, you don't need God. You're all right. You know, I'm so glad I didn't listen to them. I'm so glad I didn't listen to them. So when you situation, when you're in distress, where are you going to go? Who are you going to run to? Who are you going to listen to in your distress? Amen. So he goes on to say in the verse 34, who is he that, who's condemning you? He just said, God's going to say, what are you going to run to? What are you saying for? People have been talking about me ever since I was a kid. I can't listen to people. If I listen to what people said about me, guess what? I would be crazy. I'd be nuts. I'd be out of fun. Everybody knows that's a private joke. People know that name, right? Because people have been talking about me forever. They used to talk about me because I came down south and wore a red hat and red sneakers and had full sideburns and all this stuff. They thought I was kind of cool. But that's just what we did. So always, they always talked about me. But you know what? I was big enough to know that Paul. You ever heard of sticks and stone? You ever heard of that? You know that sticks and stone mean what? What? Talk. How many of us are in the hole? Spiritually can't even see God because of talk. Listening to that voice. All that voice wants to do is distance you between you and your God. That voice, those wolf tickets, all of that stuff that's making it look so glamorous is trying to take you away from God and is trying to make you break your trust. Can we say trust in God? Verse 35, when we get right down to where the rope meets the road. If you fully trust God, can we say fully trust? Then who shall? It didn't say what first. You know what usually separates from God? Another individual. Yes. Another situation. Yes. Something that we don't like will first separate us from God. So he said, who shall separate us from God? Shall?
Tribulation.
Come on, y'all. Can we read this together? I mean, who wants a victory?
Change.
Can we say change?
that death can't separate
God.
Death, you be able to look at death and say, oh, death, where it is? Where is your sting? You be able to look at the grave and say, oh, grave, where is God? Death nor the grave can separate you from God. Nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things. Even what I'm going through right now, it cannot separate me from God. Nor things, even what's going to come, cannot separate me from God. He said, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me. Anybody want to stay in God? Anybody want to rest in God? Anybody want to say, God, I'm with you always? I know, God, I'll never leave you because you won't leave me. Do you have that testimony? We'll be able to separate us if we all stand. From the love of God that's in, when you fully trust God, you say, you know what, let everything come my way. But I'm standing on his word. I'm standing on his promises because I fully trust God, because blessed is the man that trusts God. You want a blessing? Trust God. Now there are some counterfeit blessings. Now counterfeit blessings don't last. It gives you temporary joy. But then the reality of it happens. Counterfeit. I'll tell you a counterfeit story. I went to the bank to make a deposit, and the lady kept looking at the money over and over again. I was like, obviously you had a problem. She said, yes, sir, Pastor, this is counterfeit. And when something's counterfeit, it looked real. But when you look at it real close, you can tell that it's not. She said, so we're going to have to take this from you and send it down to the Federal Reserve. And unfortunately, whatever that dollar amount is, you have just lost it. That's what happens when you deal with counterfeits. It don't bless you. You lose. We are falling for so many counterfeit trusts. So many counterfeit blessings. So you're excited when you take that counterfeit to the bank. To the banker, look at it and say, oh, it ain't real. As the elders and the ministers come forward, in our lives, we have too many counterfeit blessings. The problem with counterfeit blessings is they can only go so far. But then the end. You have to fully trust God. You won't get a blessing if you don't trust God. I don't care what you get. If you don't fully trust God, you won't get a blessing. Because as the elders and the ministers come forward, blessing is the man's head. Blessed is the man that trusted him again.